In his July 24 evening address, President Volodymyr Zelensky announced that Ukraine is rewriting its plan to protect grain exports, a move that matters for global crop supplies and prices that reach Iowa. The decision came out of Friday meetings with Commander-in-Chief Mikhail Drapetsy, Acting Defense Minister Yevhen K. Chmara, and Prime Minister Serhiy Korsky, who together mapped out steps to better shield Ukraine's cities, southern regions, and infrastructure. Zelensky said Korsky is preparing economic and infrastructure alternatives and will push to diversify the country's export and import operations. He called for asymmetric solutions such as securing fuel supplies, opening new export routes, and building support programs for Ukrainian producers, all in cooperation with neighboring countries and Brussels. The president named air defense as the top priority and pressed international partners to deliver on their commitments without delay, while urging Ukraine's diplomats to move faster. He closed by stressing that more people and partner countries need to understand Russia's ongoing attacks on civilians and Moscow's efforts to prolong the war. President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukraine is updating its grain export protection plan. He announced this during his evening address on July 24. Zelensky recalled that on Friday he held meetings with Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces of Ukraine Mikhail Drapetsy and Acting Defense Minister Yevhen K. Chmara, who attended together with the Ministry of Defense team. Other government officials also took part, including Prime Minister Serhiy Korsky. "We thoroughly outlined the sequence of steps that can provide greater protection for our cities, villages, the south of the country, and our infrastructure. We are updating the grain export protection plan," the president said. Zelensky stressed that he highly appreciates the close coordination among all leaders of Ukraine's security and defense sector. "This is exactly what we need. I am grateful to Drapetsy and K. Chmara for their attention to detail and cooperation. Pavlo Palza and the Office of the President team will continue assisting in developing and implementing solutions." Prime Minister Korsky is preparing economic and infrastructure alternatives that can strengthen Ukraine's resilience, he said. The president also noted that the Prime Minister and the entire government team will work on maximizing the diversification of Ukraine's export and import operations. "The challenges are enormous. We need asymmetric solutions. These include securing fuel supplies for the Ukrainian market, creating additional export routes, implementing support programs for Ukrainian producers, and working closely with our partners, neighboring countries in the region, and Brussels. All of this is already underway," Zelensky said. He emphasized that Ukraine expects understanding and support from its international partners. "Air defense remains the top priority where our partners can provide crucial assistance. All commitments must be fulfilled, and they must be fulfilled without delay. Ukraine's Ministry of Foreign Affairs and all our diplomats must act faster, and Ukraine's needs must be heard more clearly around the world because these are real needs to protect lives," the president said. Zelensky also stressed that it is important that more people in Ukraine's key partner countries are becoming aware of what is actually happening in Ukraine, including Russia's attacks against Ukrainian civilians and Moscow's continued prolongation of the war. For almost 30 years of expertise in the agri markets, Hucker Agro Consult has accumulated an extensive database, which became the basis of the platform AgriSup.